Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Do you have a theme song?
Robin.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
Do you know, people have been speaking to me about these podcasts and telling me how have asked me, is Mitch going to continue with the theme song trend?
Right.
I'm like, yeah, it's probably.
Do you know what song is on my mind? And the cameraman have been saying it to me, will you stop singing that song? Is Moana.
Yeah, well, you've got three
kids. I've got three kids, but I honestly, it's just so welded into my brain. You know, it's like, it's welded into my brain.
Well, share it with everyone.
Well, I only know how to hum it.
Go but can for
you,
it.
Do you know the words?
I don't remember. Tell me what it is.
You know, I've been. Do you know the words?
I don't know.
You know the words.
No, I don't.
You
no,
still
honestly.
Know the words.
No,
Moana.
I don't. But once that music comes on,
my
I'll be able to sing
it. Nobody's around you just watching Moana over and over and over again.
It is a very good
That's
movie.
That's what happens when you have three kids. And if you haven't seen the movie, it's actually really cool.
It's really lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's magic. It's got a great message.
Yeah, yeah.
She realizes she is the ocean.
Yeah. Totally. So,
I've probably given it all away. Don't watch the movie now. You don't need to watch the movie.
You've just given away the whole point of the movie.
What are we talking about? I think that we were going to talk about this shooting stuff that's going on in the US. I mean, it's been going on forever. I mean, it's important to understand, I think, to kick off by saying, you know, just because there's been another mass mass shooting in the US, it's funny how, because it's the US, it ends up all over the news and how distracting it becomes. And that's not to take from, you know, the atrocities that occur when a mass shooting actually happens. But it's funny how, you know, there's probably 200 people slaughtered in Darfur yesterday, and you don't hear anything about it. But it's only when it's the US that you hear something about it. And it's the scary thing is, you know, we're all starting to see that it's kind of becoming normal. You know, it's kind of meh. You know, there's another shooting. Meh.
Well, I think that I agree. Yeah. But I think that there's definitely been a shift after this last one, because people, even the kids themselves, are getting involved in really standing up and talking about their experience and talking that change has to happen.
Yeah.
So I know people will be watching this podcast, you know, a bit down the track, but we're talking in particular about the Florida shooting at the moment, right?
But I think the thing that shits me the most about it, right, is that the change that they're talking about, you know, we have to change gun laws, we have to change all of this stuff out here. And I think that that's why nothing ever happens. Because I think the masses are caught in the delusion that if we fix things up out here, you know, this ever elusive dangling carrot, that we're all going to feel better or different inside about what's going on and about who we are. So that boils down to a couple of things. The first thing is that you have to think about, you know, what must be going on for a human being for them to go and pick up an AR-50 and go in and wipe out 14 people, if that's the gun that he used. I know, but if you're 20 years old, you can go in and buy an AR in America. You can walk straight in and buy an AR. And it doesn't matter. Like, I can go over and buy one. You know, I can only be visiting there and go into Walmart and I can buy a semi-automatic, no problem whatsoever. And that's kind of scary. So, but I think that the thought of what must be going on for the person that goes and does something like that, and then also for the families that, you know, you can't but only feel for these people. But I think the difficulty is that we're waiting on those events to make us feel something. and to make us talk and to make us step up. But that should be just something that's naturally happening anyway.
What do you mean by those events, that the shootings?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Before, why does it have to be a shooting before we start to stop and think about, you know, what's going on around us and start to, you know, start to take responsibility for what's happening? Because ultimately, if you want to take responsibility for what's happening, you have to take responsibility from inside of you.
Mm.
And you have to be able, if you want... I don't like the word change, but if you want transformation to happen, you have to transform from the inside out. We have to do something deep inside of us. We have to remember and get back to the essence of who we are and understand that we are just energy, that energy is all interconnected, it's all intertwined. Just because you live in what you perceive to be a piece of skin, it doesn't mean that you are not connected. You are connected. We are all connected. We are all one. We know that.
So, but that's not to say that people can't, that these kids that are experiencing this can't go out and speak about it and try and create that shift outside, because that's not what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're not saying about, well, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're not saying that you don't think that the gun laws should be changed or any of that.
Yeah.
But you're saying that the place that the transformation begins is within.
Yeah.
So if
I don't want to airy-fairy-ize that either. You know, oh my God, you know, transformation happens within. The truth about it is that everything that's outside in your world is occurring from within you. It's not occurring outside of you. It's occurring from within us.
Yeah.
And if we fully got that, if we fully understood that as people, if we fully understood that we are responsible for what happens in our world, if we fully got that, would there be mass shootings, or would things start to change? You know, would there be atrocities? Would there be, you know, war at the level that it occurs? Because external wars are just a reflection of internal wars. And
totally, I get, yeah, totally.
So it's about asking the bigger question, or, you know, inviting people to say, okay, well, what do you want to feel in your world, in the world around you? What do you want to feel? I'm sure people feel in America very nervous. Well, who the fuck is controlling that? Who is making you feel nervous? Are you feeling nervous, or is it exterior stuff that makes you feel nervous? Is it the fact that, you know, I remember being in an airport in the US, and I'm walking up to customs. Sorry, not customs. I'm walking up to the ticket counter, and as I'm standing there, there's a guy comes in and he puts this box up, this grey box with a red handle, and ticket lady, what are they called? Ticket lady. Anyway, the ticket lady looks at him and says, "Oh, you've got a weapon." And he says, and now I'm standing next to him, and he says, "Sure, yeah, you can, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, you can never be too safe." And I'm sitting there thinking, fuck, did she just say he has a gun, and did he just say that? And then she responded by saying, yeah, it's really sad that this is occurring, you know, and that we have to live our lives like this. He said, yeah, I just carry it for safety. I'm like, dude, you're carrying a gun around for safety? I mean, for me, that's just a fucking magnet for trouble. I mean, I just couldn't get my head around what I was hearing. I'm thinking, I thought I was in a movie. I'm thinking, where the fuck's the camera? Because this was actually happening beside me. That's the stuff of movies where I come from in Australia. Yeah. That's the stuff of movies. But over there, you know, people are walking around with guns because they're so nervous and they're so afraid. Does that make sense? But and then they blame what goes on out here. You know, they blame the presidents. They blame, you know, society. They blame the blacks, the whites, the Hispanics. That's who they blame.
So, I feel like I'm not clear on exactly what you're trying to say, or that the guys listening may not be clear on exactly what you're trying to say, because it sounds a little bit like victim blaming in that respect.
Yeah, no. I think what I'm saying is that what goes on out here should not be controlling what goes on in here.
I totally get that.
Right.
It should be the other way. Not even should, but ideally what happens is that as human beings, we let what happens out here dictate what goes on in here. Right. Whereas...
And it's only when something big happens that we step up and take action, or we start to have an opinion.
But in the meantime, what would be ideal is that we look at this first. Yeah. And as we look at this first, then our outward expression of that is different.
Yeah, but I also feel that we're on the way to understanding that. this is just par for the course. This is just part of the process of actually getting back to that point of realizing that your external world, if you have no control of your internal world, is what will dictate you. If you have control of your internal world and your internal emotions and you're broadcasting from a point of what you would love your day to roll out, then you won't be externally distracted. The masses just get hooked into this stuff, you know, and a lot of the time it's orchestrated. How much of it do we see is orchestrated to be able to defer our attention away from other things that are actually occurring that we don't want to know about? So I think that... I think that it's a process that we're starting to wake up to that. I think we're starting to realize that this is just par for the course of us getting back to a point of understanding what and who we actually are.
Right. Okay, so I don't know. I feel like I don't know. I get so here's what we understand.
Right.
We understand that if we work on the inside, if we look at ourselves on the inside,
yeah,
then our outer world is reflective,
yeah,
of that,
yeah,
right? But I guess the question I have is, because I feel like, again, it's still a little unclear, mm-hmm, is what do you feel is the solution here? I mean, I get that we've got to work on ourselves. This is something that, you know, we're preaching to the converted here. We both, yeah, understand,
yeah,
that, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that they can't speak up and that they can't make, you know, mm-hmm, try and make something shift on the outside in terms of the laws and stuff like that. That they can't speak up about their experience, about what happened. All of that stuff is par for the course,
yeah,
right?
That's naturally going to occur.
It's naturally going to occur. But what we're saying, though, is that if we as humans wait till the outside forces us to do this,
yeah,
then we're already behind the game.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Well, and yes, for sure. And also you're being controlled by history. You're not involved in the mystery.
So what would be the better question to ask then? What would be the better, well, not better, but what would be the ideal in terms of making a difference, in terms of making that shift, would you say?
Well, I think one of the things is not paying and putting your energy into information that is just not of service to you. So for example, you know, if you're getting on the news and you're watching the news and you're watching the drama and you're watching all of this stuff, this television, this programming that goes on.
I agree with that.
If you're watching all of that stuff, it is completely hijacking your consciousness. It's completely hijacking. And it's all history. There's fucking nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. And you're allowing it to control you, how you are emotionally.
Yeah,
right.
And I get that for us here,
yeah,
in Australia. Mm-hmm. But the kids that are experiencing it, like now, mm-hmm, they're in a different position because, mm-hmm, they have been personally, yeah, affected by, mm-hmm, it because they're, you know, their friends have, mm-hmm, passed, their, mm-hmm, teachers have, mm-hmm, passed, mm-hmm, someone came into their school, and, mm-hmm, but for changing their direction, mm-hmm, they would have been one of the ones who was killed.
Right.
So those in that situation... You know, I get that we still have to be working on ourselves, right?
Yeah.
And I still get that we've got to
Let's look at it this way. Watch. The first thing is that we sit here making assumptions about those kids.
True.
We don't even know them.
Yeah, we're only making assumptions
which
based
is what
on what
everybody does. Oh my god,
seen.
It must be terrible. It must be traumatic.
Oh, No,
I get that. But this is what can tend to happen,
yeah,
right? It must be terrible. It must be traumatic. And all we keep creating is terrible, traumatic, terrible, traumatic, terrible, traumatic. But we don't know where it's also perhaps been a miracle in
true,
some way.
True, we haven't looked at that. And perhaps the fact that they are stepping up now and perhaps,
yeah,
the fact that they're
because they all pull together. There's love occurs. People pull together. People unify. You know, and so now that we're unifying, okay, unify to go, okay, well, what do we actually want to feel? How do we want this place to be run? And that's what we have to make a stand for. Make a stand for, you know, understanding how we want to live our lives,
yeah,
as free individual human beings,
yeah,
you know, and pull together and understand the other side. Hey, what must be going on for a person that picks up an assault rifle and goes in and kills? You know, what was happening for them? You know, what was going on for that human being that they would be that, you know,
Totally.
So it's about not getting caught up in the drama and you know, put down the TV remote. With that stuff, just put it down. Just put it away. Don't be looking at that stuff.
So it's Stop. About, in every situation then, it's about living the best example of your own life. It's about living without having the distractions of what's going on around you.
Including
if being in that moment and being able to look at what has transpired as a result.
Look, love, care, compassion, empathy, understanding. That's what it's about. Love, care, compassion, empathy, understanding.
And there's a lot of that around. You can even see that there's so much of that around as a result of that.
What have we spent our time looking for that stuff?
Yep.
Does that make sense? What have we stopped and went, okay, well, where's the love in this? Where's the care? Where's the compassion? Where's the understanding? Where's the empathy? Find that stuff.
Yeah.
Rather than getting caught up in the drama of, you know, he said, she said, he did, you know. It's just, you know, if war perpetuates war, anger perpetuates anger. And the universe gives just as much energy to that as it does to anything. It doesn't sit up there going, oh, I'm only going to give energy to love, care, compassion, and understanding. It gives energy. It's not biased about where it gives energy. It'll give energy to wherever we put our focus. Mm. Does that make sense?
So I think
if we put our focus in the right place, you know, and understand that this is this, you know, this can be of service to us, to go as individuals to understand, hey, you know, how do I help these people?
And yes, and how to, and to understand ourselves to a greater degree, because in that, then we influence the world as well. I can't remember what it was. It may have been 60 Minutes, many years ago, or some interview. And I'm pretty sure it was Tim Winton, the Australian author.
Yeah.
And he was
so he's not the musician Tim
Minchin. No.
I love Tim Minchin.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Tim Winton, the Australian author. And he was talking about the Port Arthur massacre.
Right.
And he was explaining how one day he was sitting at a window, and he had a what are they called, air rifle,
right?
And he was sitting at a window and he was pointing this air rifle out, and he could see people outside, and he said all it would have taken was for me to press this button and, you know, I could hurt people, right? He said there's no difference between me and the guy who killed all those people in Port Arthur, other than the fact that I just didn't pull the trigger. But we have the same thing inside of us. And I just thought that is such an amazing thing. Like, that's, people don't realize that we all have that capability of being of having those traits inside of us. We just express them a little bit differently. And if the more that we suppress those parts of ourselves and don't recognize that we have those things, the more we see them in our outside world, in order for us to look inside to get, okay, where is this in me? How can I love this part of me, if that makes sense, you know? Yeah. And I, you know, in all of this, I think that what we forget is that we are all the same at the end of the day. We're all the same.
But I also, you know, I think we're, it's not that we forget, it's that we're starting to remember. I think we got to get it. We're beyond forget. We're past that tipping point. That's why I had the pen.
I was wondering
we're past that tipping point of where we forget, and we're starting to remember that we're all one, we're all connected. You know, we know
that you can't hurt somebody else without at the same time hurting yourself.
Quantum mechanics, quantum theory, all of these things prove that, you know, particles are interconnected. They hold superpositions, many positions at any one time. And we're connected over great distances. And, you know, that's not quantum theory anymore. That's interconnectedness. So we know that through string theory, which is used to be a theory, but now it's no longer a theory, that we are connected on every level at any one time. So, but our problem is, I think,
our
opportunity is that we're starting to remember that, and we're starting to understand it. We're starting to get that we're getting distracted. We're starting to realize that, hold on a minute, these forms of social media and media are actually controlling how we think and feel. You know, they're feeding how we think and feel because people have not wanted to feel. You know, we distract ourselves with alcohol, drugs, sex, food, whatever it is, and stop ourselves from feeling. Where in actual fact, we're now heading to a point where we are changing our food intake. We are, you know, we are understanding what addiction is, and we are connecting at a much greater level with one another. We are starting to see that the seas were built to unite us, not to divide us. And I think because of that, we're actually at a tipping point now in time, and we could go down the time hole. I won't go down that, but we could go down the time hole. But I think that we're, you know, that's what we have to embrace. That's what we have to unite towards. You know, we've come out of the dawning of the age of Aquarius, which was the separation of mind and matter, and we're into the, you know, sorry, the dawning of the age of, we're into the dawning of the age of Aquarius, and we're moving away from Pisces, which was the separation of mind and matter. We're coming into that united state.
Yeah.
I think that that's really, I think that that's really cool. We're waking up, dude, and that's what I think is the magic of being alive right now. You know, that we are seeing these things for what they are and starting. That doesn't mean we, it means that we harness our compassion, love, and understanding for what goes on there. But it also, it's also about realizing that it's been going on for a very, very long time. And it's what we're doing as individuals with what's happening. No longer allowing our consciousness to be hijacked so easily and actually stepping up and loving one another.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's cool. What I think, buddy.
So what do you... So, summarise.
Well, I think, first off, stop getting distracted.
Yeah, you definitely.
When you watch those things on television, there's nothing you can do about
and
it.
And also, it doesn't matter what you see. It's only ever a part and if of it's, the whole.
Yes, and yes, absolutely. So it's only a lopsided, non-substantiated, misinformed because piece of information.
You haven't seen the whole picture.
That is designed ultimately for the purpose of clickbait and getting you to watch, you know, so they can kidnap and keep you distracted.
Yeah.
But when those things happen, rather than feeling angry or disappointed or, you know, or resentful, or stop and allow yourself to feel compassion and empathy and love and understanding for all involved, for all involved. You know, that's what it's about. Every single trigger that makes you feel anything other than joy, resentment, and gratitude is not yours. It's not yours. So put it down.
Say that again.
Well, any trigger that makes you feel anything other than joy, love, compassion, empathy, and understanding is not yours. The information that's been fed to you is there for the purpose of distracting you.
So I'd say anything other than... anything that makes you feel anything other than love or gratitude isn't yours.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been fed to you. So
yes.
You've taken it on board to feel afraid, to feel anxious, whatever.
But it's about coming home. Okay, what do you want to feel? When you wake up in the morning, what do you want to feel? You know, what do you want to feel? When you go to bed at night, what do you want to feel?
Yeah.
What do you want your kids to feel? They're only going to feel what you want to feel.
Yep.
So what do you want your kids to feel? What do you want them to grow up feeling? Yeah. This is where we can make a greater difference, you know. And this is where we are. It's happening.
Yep.
You know, it's happening. It's occurring around us all the time, you know.
Yep. Cool.
That's what I think. See you, buddy. Talk.
See ya.
Bye. How long do we go for there, kids?
23 minutes.
Cool.